Rock and roll is a very down-to-earth, simple thing, Peter, that I can explain to you in a very few words. It is the simplest form of music. We went back to the beginning of music, got the 12-bar blues, the boogie-woogie type music. We put a good solid afterbeat or a heavy beat with it. And from this, we took parts of four different types of music: Dixieland, country and western, rhythm and blues, and our old jazz standards. We kept the lyrics down as easy to remember as we could, with things like crazy man crazy, little sayings that we thought people would like to say going along the street. And we made it as easy as we could for the people to like it. And I think that is the answer to rock and roll music, Peter. It's simplicity. Very down-to-earth, simple thing, Peter, that I can explain to you in a very few words. It is the simplest form of music. We went back to the beginning of music, got the 12-bar blues, the boogie-woogie type music. We put a good solid afterbeat or a heavy beat with it. And from this, we took parts of four different types of music: Dixieland, country and western, rhythm and blues, and our old jazz standards. We kept the lyrics down as easy to remember as we could, with things like crazy man crazy, little sayings that we thought people would like to say going along the street. And we made it as easy as we could for the people to like it. And I think that is the answer to rock and roll music, Peter. It's simplicity.
Took her away on my white mare. sight in my caravan. He stood up and told his tribe, let him go, he's one of ours. He can't help it now, he's my brother, he's a Banjara, a Banjara.
Salut, bonsoir, bienvenue à l'écoute de l'émission Intoxica sur les ondes de Radio G, comme tous les lundis 22h-23h. Vous nous écoutez sur les ondes hertziennes 101.5 FM ou alors en direct sur internet au www.radio-g.fr. Et je ne vous le rappelle assez peu de fois, eh bien vous pouvez également nous écouter en podcast. On vient de s'écouter notre disque de chevet qui commence cette Intoxica depuis la semaine dernière, Don Cavalli and His Guitar. Le morceau c'est Banjara. Extrait de son nouvel opus, mini opus, c'est un peu frustrant, mais c'est de très très bonne facture. C'est sorti sur le label Doghouse and Bone Records, label français. Six titres, Banjara, il y a également The Fall of the Roman Empire, Girl at the Drugstore, And Do We, I'm Gonna Shout et Sunny Side of the Mountain. Six titres que l'on se délecte à écouter dans Intoxica. Et Banjara, eh bien, c'est le titre d'ailleurs l'album éponyme de ce 25 cm vinyle qui est sorti en 2019 sur le label Doghouse and Bone Records. Je vous rappelle, le concept d'Intoxica, c'est fastoche, c'est du rock'n'roll, c'est 100% vinyle et ça dure depuis depuis 2002. Ce soir, on est 100% vinyle également. Pas mal de 45 tours de 1956. Et puis on se terminera en beauté avec ces dames et une triplette dont je vous cache l'identité pour vous maintenir à l'écoute de cette émission Intoxica, essentiellement rockabilly et 100% vinyl, vinyl records. Après Don Cavalli and His Guitar, voici un artiste qui l'a beaucoup inspiré, qui l'inspire beaucoup et qui l'inspirera beaucoup, Charlie Feathers, rocker du nord du Mississippi. En 74, il sortait un morceau sur le label Rolling Rock, label de Ronnie Weiser, et le morceau s'appelle That Certain Female. Je suis sûr qu'il y en a plein parmi vous qui le connaissent. Charlie Feathers, That Certain Female. A little bit of woman, well, she just ain't around. Hey, hey.
Well, I kiss my baby and it don't seem right. Too many people been holding her tight. Girl, if a body loving my baby, everybody is a loving my baby. Everybody is a loving my baby. Baby, but don't you see? Well, I bought a Cadillac for my woman in style. Cause you don't see my money, but it carries a while. And everybody loving my baby. Everybody is a loving my baby. Everybody is a loving my baby. But me, but don't you see? They got two more.
Jill, morceau grand classique, du rockabilly, inscrit au panthéon du genre rockabilly. Charlie Feathers avec ce morceau enregistré, sorti en tout cas en 1956 sur le label Meteor Records. Juste avant, c'était également Charlie Feathers, vous l'avez compris. Ce soir, c'était un début en rockabilly. Tony Truant avec 3 Charlie Feathers, 3/45 tours. Juste avant, c'était Everybody's Loving My Baby sur le label King Records également en 1956. Et encore avant, c'était That Certain Female en 1974, sorti sur le label Rolling Rock. Vous écoutez Intoxica et la Radio G 101.5 FM, ou alors en direct au www.radio-g.fr. On continue notre périple avec également un énorme morceau morceau rockabilly inscrit également au Panthéon. Oh Baby, Baby, sorti sur le label new-yorkais Coral Records, interprété par les Johnny Burnett Trio, notamment Paul Burleson à la guitare, Johnny Burnett au chant, Trio Rockabilly, avec cette voix que vous avez pu écouter également avec Charlie Feather, cette voix syncopée qui fin, qui imite eh bien, l'évanouissement. C'est un signe particulier du rockabilly fibre derrière 1956, même année que Johnny Burnett, Eddie Band and His Stompers et son Slip Slip Slippingning sur le label Mercury Records. Voici le Johnny Burnett Trio. Oh baby, baby.
Oh baby, 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 oh baby, 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 oh come back, baby, I wanna make love to you. You told me that you loved me and always would be true, but now you've gone and left me, baby, made me feel so blue. Baby, come back, baby, come. Oh, come back, baby, come. Oh, come back, baby, I wanna make love to you. Baby, 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 oh baby, 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 oh come back, baby, I want you to love me too. Oh, head on there. Jealous of every
jump like a jumper, moo like a moo cow, bop like a bobcat. But don't do that. Don't mess with my ducktails. Don't mess with my ducktails. If you mess with my ducktails, I'm gonna get so mad at you. Get you with my big shotgun. If you don't love me, woman, you ain't got no sense. But naughty Miss Claudia, don't you jump that fence. Don't mess with my ducktail. Don't mess with my ducktail. If you mess with my ducktail, gonna get so mad at you. Here we go again. Don't mess with my ducktail. 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 If you mess with my ducktail, gonna get so mad at you. Suede shoes. I know you dig my real cool pants. I know you dig the way up. But when you mess with my ducktails, you better stop. Don't mess with my ducktails. Don't mess with my ducktails. If you mess with my ducktails, I'm gonna get so mad at you. DuckTales, DuckTales, honey, quit messing with them, please, honey. Don't do that, you know how it is, honey. I don't like to gripe, but you know how it is, honey. Please don't mess with them, man. Leave my DuckTales alone. I've been trying to comb them for 5 years now. You leave them alone, honey. Please don't mess with my DuckTales now. Don't you do that now. Leave them alone now. Quit it now. Quit it.
Et voilà, c'était Rudy Grazel avec Don't Mess With My Ducktail, qui veut dire ne touche pas à mes cheveux, en fait, à ma coupe de cheveux, sinon eh bien, je vais devenir je vais devenir fou après toi. Enfin, je vais m'énerver après toi. Ducktail sur Starday Records, label texan, 1956. Juste avant, c'était Eddie Bond and His Stompers et son Sleepening sur le label Mercury Records, également en 1956. On continue avec un 3 morceaux qui, voilà, ça va être pour les fans de Johnny Cash. Un rythme de basse à la Johnny Cash, notamment Jim Earthling and the Bayou Boys, Old Most Black. C'est extrait d'un label allemand qui, dans les années 70-80, a officié pour le passage de la transmission du rockabilly, qui s'appelle DJ Jamboree, avec de nombreux 45 tours. Suivra derrière Durwood Daily avec son East Dallas Dagger sur le label D Records, sorti en 1959. Et on terminera cette petite série à la Johnny Cash, on va dire, avec un certain Wayne Calvert et son Southbound Train. Extrait d'un album sorti sur le label américain Trail Park Records l'année dernière. Ils ont fait de très bonnes séries de compilations, notamment avec des liner notes de Max Stevens. L'album s'appelle Cash a Likes et je vous laisserai le découvrir. C'est un morceau de 1961 ou un petit peu plus tard. Place maintenant à Jim Earthling and the Bayou Boys, Old Most Black.
South among the cypress trees, where the deep dark waters flow, there lives an old grandpa black bass, all the old timers know. Old Moss back busted many a line, he done busted many a mole. Some say he's a ghost that can't be called, cause he never seemed to get old. No, he never seems to get old. Well, I found his hiding place one day, was early in the fall. I crept up to it on my hands and knees, he didn't know I was there at all. Well, I faded up my line in a twitchy wrist, debating when plunking on in. And with a great big splash and a mighty swirl, old Mossback had done it again. Old Mossback had done it again.
I'm gonna fish that bass till the day that I die, till the bayou stops to flow. And when I catch him, I'll spit in his eye, and I'm gonna let him go. Yes, I'm gonna let him go. Sweet Moss and I, he's never lost a fight. But he knows that I'll never let him rest, and he does it all for spite. I know fish has ever got the best of me, and no Moss thinks he's gonna win. Cause he busts one line and he breaks another, but I'm going back to try it again. Yes, I'm going back to try it again. I'm gonna fish that bass till the day that I die, till the bayou stops to flow. And when I catch him, I'll spit in his eye, and I'm gonna let him go. Yes, I'm gonna let him go.
It was a cold and rainy morning. Sheriff Billy took a ride in his Model T to the riverside. Sweet Charlie's missing, cried his sweet little bride. So take a look in the river, I'm afraid he has died. Well, the sheriff walked all day along the wet river bed, a-looking in the waters so muddy and red. There he found sweet Charlie. When he stopped for a rest, he saw an East Dallas dagger sticking in his chest. Well, his head was in the water, his feet on the sand. A jug of corn squeezing was still in his hand. And an East Dallas dagger with a cold steel blade was a sticking sweet Charlie, and he sure was dead. Well, the sheriff got suspicious, and he said to Charlie's wife, tell me, little woman, this your East Dallas knife? Well, she must have got scared. She began to confess how we stabbed your sweet Charlie in the middle of the chest. We tied a chain around his ankles, a mule to the chain. We drug him to the river in the cold, cold rain. Well, they asked her why she done it, and here's what she said. I got tired of loving Charlie, she was loving me instead. Well, they put us both in prison, and we ain't got any hope. We're gonna hang tomorrow with a brand new rope. We took an East Dallas dagger with a cold steel blade, and we stuck it in sweet Charlie, and he sure is dead.
Waiting down there for committed, but I know this one's got a heart that's true. So roll on, roll on southbound. Mr. Engineer, keep a great big throttle in hand. Hey, brakeman, brakeman, tell me the very moment we reach that southern land. I'll roll on now southbound.
Southbound Train, c'était... ça continue d'ailleurs, ça enchaîne. Wayne Calvert, enfin, je vais le laisser en fond musical d'ailleurs. On écoute Johnny Helms et son Mr. Freight Train. Cet extrait d'une compilation qui s'appelle Cash Alikes, Men in Black Who Walked the Line. C'est sorti sur label Trailer Park Records, produit par Mark Lee Allen, un collectionneur de disques et musicien, et Bob Perry, basé sur le concept de Mark Lee Allen. Il y a des liner notes de Max Stevens, et puis il y a un très bon dessinateur qui s'appelle Olaf Jens. Je vous recommande cette série de compiles, enfin en tout cas ça c'est basé sur des artistes des années 50-60 qui ont été inspirés énormément par Johnny Cash, Bill Compton, Johnny C, Johnny Do, Jim Nesbitt, Bobby Wayne, etc., etc. Sleepy LaBeef également avec son Riding Fence. Et c'est une très belle collection, très beau 33 tours en gatefold. Et puis bah, y en a également un sur les Hillbilly, et puis les autres je m'en souviens plus, enfin il y en a 3-4, ils sont excellemment bons. Et notamment ce Southbound Train qu'on vient de s'écouter de Wayne Calvert, morceau de 1961 ou un petit peu plus tard. Juste avant, c'était Durwood Daily avec son East Dallas Dag, 1959. On continue avec une série, j'allais dire des cousins, mais non, il en manque un, des pianistes rockers sortis de l'église et fortement profanes. Mickey Gilly, Jerry Lee Lewis, il manque juste Jimmy Swaggart. Voilà trois cousins qui ont excellé dans le rock'n'roll et notamment au piano. On va s'écouter Mickey Gilly en 1958 avec son Come On Baby, sorti sur le label Dot Records. Suivra Jerry Lee avec son Good Golly Miss Molly, sorti sur le label London Records, un pressage allemand, sorti, enregistré en 1962. On se terminera avec non pas l'un des trois cousins, mais Groove Joe Puvi et son Ten Long Fingers concept. Et de ces trois morceaux, 3/45 tours, eh bien c'est le piano rock'n'roll.
Some tune let the folks all know that we will be there soon. The kind of girl that you would really like to meet. I said, come on, baby, let's have a little party tonight. Yeah, come on, baby, really gonna live it up a wine. We'll make it fine. Come on, oh baby, gonna tell you that you're mine. Come on, baby, let's have a little party tonight. Yeah, come on, baby, really gonna live it up right. rock and roll. I thrill your soul. Come on, oh baby, let's go, go, go. I said, come on, baby, let's have a little party tonight. Yeah, come on, baby, baby, they gonna live it up right.
Good golly, Miss Molly, you sure
kicker saying great balls of fire. Kicks the stool back and he gets up on his feet, playing rock and roll music with that crazy beat. No long blonde girls, he got a long ugly nose. The gals don't care, they dig the way he shows. Ripper, rapper, ripper, rapper, ripping up the keys, a pounding ten long fingers on the 88 keys. Jerry Lee ain't got a thing on his boy, 'cause when he plays he really spreads joy. He don't dig the music like they play in a choir. He gets his kicker singing great balls of fire. Kicks a stool back and he gets up on his feet, a playing rock and roll music with that crazy beat. No long blonde girl, he got a long nose.
The gals don't care, they dig the way that he shows. Ripper-rapper-ripper-rapper-ripping up the keys, a pounding ten long fingers on the 88.
C'est Groove Joe Pouvi avec son morceau Ten Long Fingers. C'est dans les paroles, un hommage à Jerry Lee Lewis et notamment son Great Balls of Fire, morceau de Groove Joe Pouvi sorti en 1959 sur le label Dixie Records. Juste avant, c'était Jerry Lee Lewis, Good Girl et Miss Morley, 1962. On continue avec la colère de Jimmy Carroll. Eh bien, lorsqu'il a vu l'autre jour sa copine dans une grosse bagnole verte sur l'autoroute, c'est un morceau qui est sorti en 1958 sur le label Fascination Records. Suivra derrière Alvis Eddie Edwards et son Real Gone Baby sur le label Inol Records en 1959. Voici Jimmy Carroll et sa colère Big Green Car. Darrell Fields avec son Playmate sorti sur le label Dixie Records en 1958. Gros morceau bien envoyé juste avant, c'est Elvis, Eddie Edwards et son Real Gone Baby sur Inol Records. On va se terminer avec trois derniers morceaux, je vous l'avais annoncé en début d'émission. Avec ses beautés, ces dames, Jackie D, Janice Martin et Wanda Jackson. Nous, on vous file les rancards la semaine prochaine, bien sûr. Et puis, en passant le témoin au manche disque, ils sont là, ils sont dans la place, ils attendent, ils sont impatients, ils trépignent, ils vont arriver. C'est du direct, comme dans Intoxica. Et c'est beaucoup de vinyle et c'est d'ailleurs génial. Voici donc Jackie D, alias Jackie D Shannon, cette ravissante chanteuse qui a avec ce morceau sorti en 1958, au mois d'août précisément, qui s'appelle Buddy, sorti sur le label Liberty Records. Tu verras derrière Janice Martin avec en 58 également et son Bang Bang. C'est extrait d'un album That Rocking Girl sorti sur le label allemand Bear Family Records. C'est un morceau de 58 et on se terminera avec le génial Wanda Jackson et un petit 45 tours original du label Capitol. Gros son et son Riot in Cell Block Number 9. D'ici là, eh bien, je vous souhaite une bonne semaine. Je vous file lundi prochain si vous avez encore faim de rock'n'roll et continuez à écouter. Le manche disque arrive.
Buddy is his name. Oh, he drives me insane. Yeah.
July the 2nd, 1953. I was serving time in Tehachapi. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody. Up in cell block number 4, spread like fire across the prison floor. Warden came in with a big Tommy gun, bang, bang, bang. With your hands up in the air, you don't stop this ride, you all gonna get the chair. Two gun Matilda said it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Molly, 'cause man, militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Each and every trooper, he looked so tall and fine. All the chicks went crazy up in cell block number 9. Now there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on up in cell block number 9.
Radio G 101.5 FM.
Thank you.